In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecies of the first hour of Wednesday of Holy Bethlehem, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from the book of Exodus of Moses the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen. Now all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from a wilderness of Sin according to their encampments, and by the word of the Lord, encamped in Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people contended with Moses, saying, Give us water that we may drink. Moses then said to them, Why do you contend with me, and why do you tempt the Lord? Thus the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, Why is it that you brought us up out of Egypt to kill us, our children and our cattle, with thirst? So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me. Then the Lord said to Moses, Go before this people, and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand a rod with which you struck the river, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock of Horeb, and you will strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so the people may drink. So Moses did so before the children of Israel. Thus he called the name of that place Temptation and Abuse, because of the abusive language of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever, unto the ages of all ages. Amen. A reading from the Proverbs of Solomon, the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Trust in God with all your heart, and do not exalt your own wisdom. In all your ways know wisdom, that she may cut a straight path for you, and your foot will not stumble. Do not rely on your own discernment, but fear God, and turn away from every evil. Then there shall be healing for your body and care for your bones. Honor the Lord from your righteous labors, and offer him the first fruit of the fruits of your righteousness, that your storehouses may be filled with abundance of grain, and your winepress may gush with wine. My son, do not despise the instruction of the Lord, neither grow weary under his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he instructs, and chastises every son he receives. Blessed is a man who finds wisdom, and a mortal who sees discernment. For the profits gained from wisdom are better than the treasures of gold and silver, and wisdom is more valuable than precious stones. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, forever, unto the ages of all ages. Amen. A reading from Hosea the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Then Ephraim went to the Assyrians and sent ambassadors to King Jareb. But he could not heal you, and your pain shall in no way cease from you. Wherefore I am as a panther to Ephraim, and as a lion to the house of Judah. I will receive the Assyrians like an angry and hungry lioness. So I will grasp and go away, and will take, and there shall be none to rescue. I will go and return to my place until they are destroyed, and then they shall seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me early, saying, Let us go and return to the Lord our God, for he has grasped and will heal us. He will smite and plug the wound with lint. After 2 days he will heal us, and the third day we shall rise and live before him. Let us know, let us pursue, that we might know the Lord. We shall find him ready as a daybreak, and he will come to us as an early and latter rain to the earth. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the ages of all ages. Amen. A homily of our Holy Father, Abba Shenu, the Archimandrite, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. I tell you this and confirm it. Do not imagine that after cutting the wheat from the chaff, that the sinners will have relief. I say to you that according to the testimony of the books, as for the angels and archangels, they will remain silent. So also will all the saints be. And the judgment of God will be decisive and final in the day where they pick out the sinners from the righteous, the time when the sinners are thrown into the heath of burning fire. Does God need a counselor or a companion to give advice like man? Why may God forget that someone else may remember? Or can you ask God anything about anything else other than these words? That it may be said in one voice, Your rulers are just, O Lord, who reward everyone according to his deeds. Is it not us who would remind God of these things? It is rather he, the Father of all mercies, who remembers. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father, Abba Shenu, the Archimandrite, who enlightened our minds and our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Shoy sanaynan alleluia chenuvran meviot mebshirin abnev ma'at ha'abanot zinot amin zok sabetri keo keagiyom nevmati kenin kaiin kesto seon asoni amin zoksology of the first hour of Wednesday of Holy Blessing. May its holy blessings be with us all. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Kyrie eleison sok tetigom nembion embezmonem biamai shaini amin emmanuel benuti benoro sok tetigom nembion embezmonem biamai shaini amin bashois isos versus basutirna gasos sok tetigom nembion embezmonem biamai shaini amin
kyrie eleison sok tetigom nembion embezmonem biamai shaini amin emmanuel benuti benoro sok tetigom nembion Nimbus morning be a my shine, I mean, but choice is so spreaders toast, bestotier and a hot horse, though, tetting home, nimbio. Nimbus morning be a my shine, I mean,
real, I son soak, tetting home, nimbio, nimbus morning be a my shine, I mean, Emmanuel Benuti Benoro, soak, tetting home. Nimbio, nimbus morning be a my shine, I mean, but choice is so spreaders toast. Besutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Yeleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tetigom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bechoisi sos berestos besutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Yeleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbizmon Biamai, shine amin, Emmanuel Benuti Benoro, sok tetigom, nimbio, nimbismon, biamai, shine amin, bashoisisos, behrsos, besutir nagasos, sok tetigom, nimbio, nimbismon, biamai, shine amin,
yeleison, sok tetigom, nimbio, nimbismon, biamai, shine amin, Emmanuel Benuti Benoro, sok tetigom, nimbio. Nimbus morning be a my shine, I mean, but choice is so better, so special tear and a hot horse, so tetigom nimbio. Nimbus morning be a my shine, I mean,
really so and so tetigom nimbio. Nimbus morning be a my shine, I mean, Emmanuel Benuti Benoro, so tetigom. Nimbio, nimbus morning be a my shine, I mean, but choice is so better, so. Besutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bechois isos beresos besutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benuti benoro sok tetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bechois isos beresos besutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro sok tetigom nimbio nimbis monem pia mai shaine amin. Bechois isos bechristos besotiren athos thok tetigom nimbio nimbis monem pia mai shaini amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever amin. Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين أمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Κατά Ιωέν εν Αγίω.
Ζωσά σοι κεραίε,
from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and king. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. That you may be justified in your words and overcome when you are judged. The Lord scattered abroad the counsels of the nations, and he set aside the reasoning of people. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom, let us attend to the holy gospel. A reading from the gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. Then the chief priests and Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs. For if we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation." And one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish. Now this he did not saying on his own authority, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for that nation only, but also that he would gather together in one the children of God who were scattered abroad. Then from that day on they plotted to put him to death. Therefore Jesus no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to the country near the wilderness, to a city called Ephraim, and there remained with his disciples. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover, to purify themselves. Then they sought Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a command that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, that they might seize him, bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
En evran en tetreyes.
En omos eios.
Eviod nemem shiri.
Nembed nevma es owe.
Bi oin en taef mi.
Feyet ero oini.
Ero mini ve. The exposition of the first hour of Wednesday of Holy Baschem, its holy blessings be with us all. Amen. As the Pharisees gathered together and said to one another, "What can we do? This man is doing many miracles and supernatural things. If we leave him alone, all the people will believe in him. Then the Romans will replace us." One of them, who is Caiaphas, the chief priest of the Jews, said, "It is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should not perish." And from then on, they conspired to kill Jesus. Jesus went into the wilderness and stayed there with his disciples. And it was about the time of the feast of the Jews who sought to kill him. Verily, it was a fulfillment of the prophecy Isaiah, "Wail on a nation full of evil, a brood of evildoers, children who are corrupt. For the ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master. But Israel does not know that I am his creator. Therefore they shall be with their children in hell, their home forever. Christ our God has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy."
בכריסטוס בן סוטי אף אי אף שבם כה
הנחן נפם כה
אין תבסוטי אמון
מר אין תיאונב
תן את שיסי אם בפרון
תיאפרון אין אימן
קטע בפנשתנאי. بسم الله والابن والابن والروح القدس اله واحد امين. نبوات الساعه الثالثه من يوم الاربع من البصخه المقدسه بركاته علينا امين. من سفر الخروج لموسى النبي بركته المقدسه تكون معنا امين. وعندما اطلق فرعون الشعب لم يهدهم الله الى طريق فلسطين مع انها كانت قريبه، لان الرب قال لئلا يندم الشعب اذا راى حربا فيرجع الى مصر. فادار الله الشعب الى الطريق الوعره الى البحر الاحمر. في الجيل الخامس خرج بنو اسرائيل من مصر، وحمل موسى عظام يوسف معه، لأن يوسف كان قد استحلف بني إسرائيل بحلف قائلا: أن الرب سيفتقدكم افتقادا فاحملوا عظامي من هنا معكم. وارتحل بني إسرائيل من سكوت ونزلوا في إيثام عند البرية، وكان الله يسير أمامهم نهارا بعمود سحاب ليهديهم الطريق، وليلا في عمود نار، ولم يزل عمود السحاب نهارا وعمود النار ليلا من أمام الشعب. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى أبد الأبدين كلها أمين. من يشوع ابن صراخ النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. الذي يؤدب الأحمق كمن يلصق شخفة على شخفة، وكمن ينبه مستغرقا في نوم ثقيل. من يكلم الأحمق كمن يكلم متناعسا، وفي النهاية يقول: ماذا حدث؟ ابكي على الميت لأنه ترك النور، وابكي على الأحمق لأنه ترك الأدب. أفضل البكاء على الميت لأنه استراح، أما الأحمق فحياته أشقى من موته. النوح على الميت 7 أيام، والنوح على الأحمق والمنافق جميع أيام حياته. لا تكثر الكلام مع الأحمق ولا تخالط الجاهل، تحفظ منه لألا تتعب وتتدنس إذا شد الرحال. اعرض عنه فتجد راحة ولا تحزن بآثامه. ما هو الأثقل من الرصاص؟ وما اسمه أيضا إلا الأحمق. الرمل والملح وقرمة الحديد أخف حملا من الرجل الجاهل. مثل رباط الخشب مشدود في البناء لا يتفكك في الزلزلة، كذلك القلب الثابت بالمشورة، والقلب الثابت بفكر الفهم لا يجزع إلى الأبد كزينة الجدار المشيد. وكمثل قضيب على مكان مرتفع لا يهدأ أمام كل ريح، كذلك القلب الضعيف وفكر الأحمق لا يهدأ أمام كل هول. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى أبد الأبدين كلها أمين. شوي السنين أنا ليلو يا أخي نفران ما فيوت نمي بشيرين بدن ما يسوى بونوت ينوت أمين سابت ريكا أيو كاقب دمات كانين كأي كستوسي ونستوني أورن أمين. تسبحت الساعة الثالثة من الأربعاء من البصخة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين. اجعلنا مساقين نقول بشكر. يا أبنا الذي في السماوات لتقدس اسمك لأتي ملكوتك وتكون مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين.
Kyrie eleison thok teti gom nembion embezmon embiamai shaine amin emmanuel benoti benoro thok teti gom nembion embezmon embiamai shaine amin bachois isos meresos besotiran ahathos thok teti gom nembion embezmon embiamai shaine amin.
Kyrie eleison thok teti gom nembion embezmon embiamai shaine amin emmanuel benoti benoro thok teti gom Nimbio, Nimbismo, Nimbia, my shy, Niam, in Basho, Isi, Sos, Bersos, Basutir, Nagasos, Sok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismo, Nimbia, my shy, Niam, in
Yelay, Son, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismo, Nimbia, my shy, Niam, in Emmanuel, Benotti, Benoro, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio. Nimbismon and Bia Mahishai, Niam in Bachois, Sos, Beresos, Besotir and Ahathos, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon and Bia Mahishai, Niam in
Reale, Son, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon and Bia Mahishai, Niam in Emmanuel, Benuti, Benoro, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon and Bia Mahishai, Niam in Bachois, Sos, Beresos, Besutir Nagasos, Sok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin.
Kyrie, Son, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin, Emmanuel, Benoti, Benoro, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin, Bachois, Sos, Berestos, Besutir Nagasos, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin.
Kyrie eleison thok tetigum nimbio nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin. Emmanuel Benuti Benoro thok tetigum nimbio nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin. Bashois Isos Bersos Bathutir Nagasos thok tetigum nimbio nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin.
Kyrie eleison thok tetigum nimbio nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin. Emmanuel Benuti Benoro Thok tetigum nimbio nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin. Bachois Isos Berestos Besutir Nahathos Thok tetigum nimbio nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin.
Kyrie eleison thok tetigum nimbio nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin. Emmanuel Benuti Benoro Thok tetigum nimbio nimbismon and Bia Mai Shine Amin. Bachois Isos Berestos Besutir Nagasos, Sok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin.
Eleison, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin. Emmanuel, Benoti, Benoro, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin. Bachois, Isos, Beresos, Besutir Nagathos, Thok, Tetigum, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin.
Eleison, Thok, Tetigum, Tetigum nimbio nimbismon nimbia mahi shaine amin Emmanuel benoti ben oro thok tetigum nimbio nimbismo nimbia mahi shaine amin bashois isos Bechristos besotir nagasos sok tetigum nimbio nimbismo nimbia mahi shaine amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen, Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen, my Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا، لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح، لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا أبانا الذي في السماوات، لتقدس اسمك، ليأتي ملكوتك ومشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم، فلا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة، نجينا من الشرير، بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبد. آمين. وأنا نوسي سيبول خم بف أنجيليون اسقو وابقاتا لو كان أجيو
سوكساسي كريي
من ترتي المزامير أبينا داود النبي، بركاته على جميعنا. أمين. كان يدخل لينظر فكان يتكلم باطلا، وقلبه جمع له إثمان. طوبى لمن يتفهم في أمر المسكين والضعيف، في يوم السوء ينجيها الرب. أليلويا. ليترأف الله علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع الإنجيل المقدس. فاصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لؤى البشير، بركاته علينا. أمين. وكان قد قرب عيد الفطير الذي يقال له الفصح، وكان رؤساء الكهنة والكتبة يطلبون كيف يهلكونه، لأنهم كانوا يخافون الشعب. فداخل الشيطان قلب يهوذا الذي يدعى الإسخريوطي، وهو أحد الاثنى عشر، فمضى وفاوض رؤساء الكهنة وقواد الجند كيف يسلمه إليهم. ففارحوا وعاهدوه أن يعطوه فضة، وكان يتحين فرصة ليسلمهم إليهم بمعزل عن الجميع. أسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس.
المجد لله دائما.
في نبران تترياس.
إنو موسيوس.
إفيوت نمي بشيري.
من بابن بمعي ثواب.
بيوين طائف مين.
بيتارو أيني.
إروميني. طرح الساعة الثالثة من يوم الأربعاء من البصحة المقدسة، بركاته علينا. أمين. ولما قرب عيد الفطير الذي هو فصح اليهود، كان الكتبة ورؤساء الكهنة يطلبون كيف يهلكون يسوع، ولم يعلموا ماذا يصنعون، فإنهم كانوا يخافون من الجمع. فوجد الشيطان له مسكنا في قلب رفيقه يهوذا الإسخريوطي، وكان هذا محسوبا في عدد التلاميذ، وكان شيطانا كقول الرب. فمضى وخاطب رؤساء الكهنة والصدوقيين أن يسلموا إليهم. فتكلم النجس مع أصحابه أن يسلم إليهم مخلص العالم. ففرح الأنجاس الممتلئون غشا فرحا عظيما، وقرره معه أن يعطوه فضة حتى يسلموا إليهم خلوا من الجمع. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بآلام يخلصنا، فلنمجد ونرفع اسمه، لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته. بخريستوس بن صوتي
في أفشابم كار
إينا خنبم كار
انتف صوتي أمون
مار انتي أونا
تنت شيسي أم بفرا
جي أفرون عيني ما
أتا بفنشت ناي
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the sixth hour of Wednesday of Holy Bascha, may its holy blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus of Moses the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, Amen. Then Moses said to the people, Be of good courage, stand still and see the Lord's salvation, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Now lift up your rod and stretch it, and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and let the children of Israel go on dry land through the midst of the sea. I indeed will harden Pharaoh's heart and all the Egyptians, and they will go in after them. So I will be glorified in Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horses. Then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I am glorified upon Pharaoh, his chariots and his horses." Now the angel of the Lord who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud also went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of the Israel. And the night passed, but there was such darkness and blackness, they did not come near one another all the night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord carried back the sea by a strong south wind all that night and made the sea dry ground. Thus the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall on them on their right hand and on their left. Then the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch, the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. He bound the axles of their chariots' wheels and caused them to proceed with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so the waters may come back upon the Egyptians on their chariots and their riders." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth while the Egyptians were trying to flee. But the Lord shook off the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the Pharaoh's army that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained, but the children of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. The waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the Lord's mighty hand and the things he did to the Egyptians. Therefore the people feared the Lord and believed God and his servant Moses. Now Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, "Let us sing to the Lord, for he is greatly glorified. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the ages of all ages. Amen." A reading from the wisdom of Joshua, son of Sirach, the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. My children, hear the teaching of my mouth. For he who keeps it will not be conquered. A sinner will be overtaken by his lips, and a slanderer and arrogant man will be made to stumble by them. Do not accustom your mouth to vows, nor make a habit of using the name of the Holy One. For as a servant who is continually beaten will not lack bruises, so also he who makes a vow and continually names the Holy One will never be cleansed from sin. A man who swears many oaths will be filled with lawlessness, and that plague will not depart from his house. If he offends, his sin will be on him, and if he overlooks it, he has sinned doubtedly. If he swears in vain, he will not be declared righteous, for his house will be filled with trouble. There is a way of speaking comparable to death. May it not be found in the inheritance of Jacob. For all these things will be far from the godly, and they will not be involved in sin. Do not accustom your mouth to lewd expressions, for this is sinful speech. Remember your father and your mother when you sit in council with great men, lest you forget yourself in their presence and by habit act foolishly. Then you will wish you had never been born, and you will curse the day of your birth. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever unto the ages of all ages. Amen. The Memoirs of Job. There is a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God
and shunned evil, fasting and praying regularly, and was full of mercy and compassion towards all of God's creation. Job was remarkably wealthy in possessions and land. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household of servants. And thus he was the greatest of all the people of the East. His wife, the daughter of Joseph, whose name was Rahma, or Mercy, and she was upright. She was notably beautiful, having a pure soul and body like her husband Job. She conceived and gave birth to 7 sons and 3 daughters, who were virtuous and were exceedingly loved by their parents and had tremendous love for each other. Job would gather the less fortunate, including the poor, widow, and orphans, to eat at his table of his provisions. He was a fatherly guardian to the orphans, a generous caretaker of the widows, and a great supporter of the impoverished. While they ate of his offerings, he would speak to them at his table, "Eat and drink, my brethren, for what God has provided, and give thanks unto him." He would clothe the naked, pay the debts of the debtors, and comfort the sorrows of those in suffering. This blameless man would keep vigil for himself, reflecting on the judgment of the judgment day and contemplating the day in which God reward everyone according to his deed. He would teach and minister and serve mankind, cautioning them of the suffering the sinners would endure in Hades, while reminding the righteous of the paradise for their good deeds. Satan, the enemy of good, saw Job joyful and benevolent towards the forsaken and the poor. When Satan failed to separate him from his love of God and the people, he became extremely angry and sought a chance to make him fall. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? And I ask you to give me permission to destroy everything he has, and he will surely forget your name and curse you in your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." Satan went out from the presence of the Lord, rejoicing, and gathered all his evil armies and told them, I have gathered you today to help me conquer Job unless he overcomes us." His army said, "Order us, O master, what you desire, and we will perform it at once." And Satan said, "Go to the sheep and the shepherds and the shepherders, and burn them with fire. And I will go to Job during his prayers and inform him of this disaster." So the devils went to them, and a fire fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and shepherders, and consumed them. Satan, in the guise of a chief shepherder, went to Job and found him praying and told him, "O Master Job, why are you praying? You are praying, but God has sent a fire to burn all the sheep and the shepherders, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Job did not mind Satan until he finished his worship and prayers before God and raised his eyes to heaven and said, "I thank you, God, for the sheep you have given me, for what you take is eternally your possession. I ask you, God, for it to be an acceptable sacrifice." Having been defeated, the devil departed from Job and called his evil armies to destroy Job's oxen, camels, and donkeys along with the herdsmen. And so the evil armies did what was commanded of them. Again the devil appeared to Job in the image of a shepherd and found him praying. And he said to him, "I would like you to know that a large army came and burned all your oxen, camels, and donkeys." Job did not pay any attention to these words until he finished his worship and prayers to God and said, "I thank you, Lord, for every condition, for you give and you take away. May your name be glorified." And the devil left humiliated. Once again, the devil called his army and said, "Destroy the servants and slaves of Job and spare none." And they did as their master commanded. He then went to Job and informed him that a fire came from heaven and burned all his servants and slaves. But again, Job thanked God and beseeched God's help, and the devil departed in disgrace. Satan became infuriated with Job and gathered his evil armies and ordered, "Go to Job's sons and daughters that you gathered for the feast in the oldest brother's house and demolish the house on them." They did as their master ordered. Yet again the devil went to Job and said to him, "A great wind came into the house and destroyed it upon your sons and daughters, and they died." But Job was not shaken and said, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." The devil became anguished and departed in shame because he could not shake Job's faith despite the tribulations and afflictions. Now Satan planned to make Job fall using his wife, Rahma. Like Adam fell through Eve, Satan came unto Rahma and made her resentful as he reminded her of the losses of wealth and riches and her children that died. She went to Job and said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? And what are you waiting for after you lost all the wealth and children?" Job sensed that Satan affected her, so he rebuked her, saying, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall you indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? My dear Rahma, don't be fooled by this world, for it is in vain and passing away, but heaven is eternal." Rahma was comforted by the wisdom of his words, so Satan fled, and displeasure, knowing his scheme, was ineffective. And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you seen the patience and righteousness of my servant Job, and his endurance and thanksgiving after you accomplished after you abolished all his wealth, servants, and even his dear children?" And Satan said, "Job knows you are testing him, and you will reward him twice for all his losses, but give me permission to bring a trial on his body, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said, "I give you authority, but spare his soul and intellect." Thus Satan went to Job and breathed a molten air onto him that altered his body, forming painful boils, which grew as his flesh separated from his bones. Within 10 days he became unbearable as maggots slithered from his flesh. When Rahma saw her husband in his horrific state, she bemoaned and wept bitterly. Job assured her, saying, "Do not weep, for God has remembered me with his grace, and do not be sad for my endurance, since this illness is a great reward before God." When Rahma heard Job's words, she was consoled and wiped her tears. She carried her husband, departing from the city, and had him sit on ashes as he instructed. When she saw his long-suffering and thanksgiving, she too became patient and offered thanksgiving. When Rahma looked upon Job, she knew he was hungry. As he looked to her, knowing she did not have any food, he said to her, "Rahma, go into the city and ask them for anything to eat." On her way, having left Job at the outskirts of the city, Satan met her in the semblance of a physician and gave her medicine for Job. When she returned cheerful, Job knew this was an evil trap and didn't accept it, leaving him starved and without food. When Satan saw Job's patience increase and his thanksgiving grow, he was despondent and gathered his evil demons once again. And they told him, "Go to Job's friend and deceive them so they can deceive Job." Satan appeared to Job's friends and said to them, "Have you not heard what happened to your friend Job regarding his calamity? And he has become poor and hungry and almost died. And now he is on the road begging, and his body is seeping maggots and oozing pus. Go and take food and water and visit him and help him eat and drink without praising God's name and advising him not to oppose Satan's will, for he can neither defeat nor stand against Satan's battle. And he should refrain his thanksgiving for God, so the devil can end his warfare." And Job's friend Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Namathite arose quickly, along with the younger Elihu the son of Barakel, to inquire about Job. they took with them the best foods and drinks. When they arrived, they saw Job in a dire state, sitting on ashes, and they saw Rahma wearing old rags, begging for food. Job's friends wept for Job's immense grief. They began to sneer and remind him of his wealth, his children, and his glory. Their words were full of blame and reproach as they spoke about his tragedy. Job rebuked them, saying, "Miserable comforters are you all. Carry your food and your drink and depart, for I will not consume any of it, because I know Satan deceived you to say these words, and he sent you to deceive me. Depart from me and ask God for forgiveness." And Job the righteous overcame Satan's failed plot. Satan saw Job's and Rahma's patience and endurance in their poverty. For she would go into the city to beg for food and saw the people were merciful in providing all her needs. Satan went into the city in the guise of a sage and warned the people, "Do not allow Rahma to enter your houses. She wipes her husband's sores with her hands. She is contagious and will infect your families. Refuse her and do not give her any provisions." So the people believed his words, and when she returned again, they refused her and did not give her anything. She departed weeping to Job and informing him of the incident. He raised his eyes up to heaven and prayed and offered thanksgiving and comforted his wife Rahma from all the oppressions and rejections. He directed her to enter another town so she may find grace in the eyes of the people in the new city. As she carried her husband, pus would pour from his open sores unto her. Job apologized for the stench, and she answered him, "God knows, my master Job, that your smell to me is more pleasant than all the perfumes and fragrances. Please do not be sorrowful or worry about me, for I am patient with you until the end." So he praised her that God would reward her with good blessings. And on her way to the new city, as she left him on the outskirts, she prayed to God that God would give her grace in the eyes of the people. She entered the city and said to the women, "I am willing to do anything so you may give me crumbs that my sick husband and I may eat." When the woman asked her name, her origin, and her story, she shared with them everything while weeping. So they wept with her and shared her grief and gave her food. When Satan saw this, he entered the city in the facade of a physician and warned the people about Rahma and told them, "If they accept her, they will become ill because she cleanses the sores of her poor husband." They believed him, and when she returned, they rejected her and did not give her anything. She left discouraged, and on her way to her husband, Satan met her in the guise of a sage. He advised her to expel her sick husband and marry another man who is rich so that God may give her children and assure her a comfortable life. Satan brought out a book and began to read. "Job has been ill for 7 years and has the remaining 14 years in order to complete 21 years of sickness." Satan urged her to dismiss him and not feel guilty because she did more than was expected. Rahma believed Satan's guise of a sage, Satan's words, and she went to Job and began yelling, "God made you poor and killed your children and gave you this difficult sickness. Why then do you give thanks and pray to him? For a wise man advised me, saying, 'Your husband Job cannot stand before the devil's warfare. Go and tell him to stop worshiping God and stop offering thanksgiving so the devil may reconcile with him and he may be cured of his illness.'" The righteous Job listened in silence to his wife's words and told her, "O woman who was deceived, what are these words you are speaking? For Satan is the one that told you all of this. Rahma, do you not fear God? Our lives, whether in poverty or wealth, are in his hands. For God does what he wishes and judges as he desires. Return to God's fear, so he may grant you forgiveness of your sins. Be cautious when listening to Satan's counsel. Reject him with your patience and trample upon him with the name of the Holy Lord." So Rahma regretted her words and said, "I have sinned before God and before you, O just man." Job thanked and praised God, praised and glorified God, asking him for continual help and patience, and Rahma went to another place to beg for food. When Job completed his prayer, the Lord accepted it, and he ordered Archangel Gabriel, saying, "Go to my chosen and righteous servant Job. Give him peace, for he has been patient with this tribulation. And announce to him the healing of his physical body and restoration of his many goods. For he is a good, honest, and sincere servant in his worship despite the devil's warfare." Archangel Gabriel descended from heaven as the Lord commanded and went to Job and told him, "Peace to you, for you are God's chosen one. Blessed are you among the blessed." When Job heard this situation, he asked, "Who are you and why are you speaking to me with these words? And why were you not driven away by my stench?" And the angel answered, "I am Gabriel, standing before God, who sent me to announce your healing. Rise, Job, for you are healed, for you have been patient for 7 years with this great affliction in complete submission and obedience. You are made whole again." Job answered, "My master, I do not have the strength to stand, and I have become frail." Archangel Gabriel held him by the hand, raised him, and healed him completely. With God's power, a fountain of water was created, and an angel took him by the hand and bathed him in the water. Immediately Job's flesh became soft like a child's skin, and his health was restored. When Rahma returned to the place she left Job and did not find him, she assumed the beast devoured him. She wept in agony and lamented, "My apologies to you, O Master Job. I should have not left you. I wish this day never existed. Now that I am a widow, who will tend to me, and who will I go for mercy? You comforted me and taught me patience and endurance in my offering of thanksgiving to God. Where will I find your bones, O my master Job?" The angel and Job heard Rahma's cries from afar, and she did not see them. The angel said to Job, "Go and present yourself to your wife and free her from her sadness." Job went to Rahma with an illuminated face and said, "Peace to you. Why are you weeping and whom are you seeking?" She said tearfully, "Leave me in my loneliness and despair." Job said, "Rahma, lift up your eyes and look at me. I am Job, your husband. God had mercy upon me and healed me from my illness, and thanks be unto him all the days and all nights." Rahma lifted her eyes and gazed at him intently, realizing this was truly her husband. She rejoiced and greeted him, and they both were overcome with joy while glorifying and praising God. God restored Job's losses twofold, and he received 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys, and begot 7 sons and 3 daughters, which replaced the children who were reposed in paradise. Job was exceedingly joyful as his inheritance multiplied. He opened the gates of his house to the poor, forsaken, and widows. His donations increased along with his prayers and thanksgiving. Job lived after his healing 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. Job and Rahma died old and full of days, and they departed to comfort and everlasting joy. May we be granted patience and thanksgiving in the likeness of Job the righteous. We thank God for every condition, asking him to forgive us our sins and accept our prayers and fasting, and that he may grant salvation of our souls through the intercession of the Lady of Asal, the Pure Virgin, Saint Mary, Job the righteous, the patriarchal fathers, the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and saints. Amen.
The 6 hour of Wednesday of Holy Blessing, may its holy blessing be with us all. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Kyrielei son soktati gom nimbio nimbizmonim bia mai shaini amin Emmanuel benuti benoro soktati gom nimbio nimbizmonim bia mai shaini amin basho isisos bersos basutir nagasos soktati gom nimbio nimbizmonim bia mai shaini amin
Kyrielei son soktati gom nimbio nimbizmonim bia mai shaini amin Emmanuel benuti benoro soktati gom Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin, Bashois, Sos, Bedestos, Besotil, and Arathos, Soctetigom, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin,
Kiriele, Son, Soctetigom, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin, Emmanuel, Benuti, Benoro, Soctetigom, Nimbio, Nimbismon, Nimbia, my shine, Amin, Bashois, Sos, Bechristos, Besutir nagasos soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrielei son soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bechoisi sos bedestos besutir nagasos soktetigom nimbio. Nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrielei son soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benuti benoro soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bashoisi sos bersos besutir nagasos soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrielei son soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benuti benoro soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bachoisi sos bedesos besutir nagasos soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrielei son soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benuti benoro soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bachoisi sos bersos besutir nagasos soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrielei son soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benuti benoro soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bachoisi sos bersos besutir nagasos soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrielei son soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benuti benoro soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bashoisi sos bersos besutir nagasos soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrielei son soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bechoisisos bechristos besotiren agathos soktetigom nimbio nimbismon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever amin. Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever amin. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever amin. Amin.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. إيمانويل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Κατά ιου εν εν αγέιο ζωσάς η κεραιέ
from the Psalms of our father David the prophet and king. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. For behold, your enemies make a noise, and those who hate you rise up for their heads. For they plotted together in unity until they established a covenant against you. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to behold, to be worthy to hear the holy gospel in wisdom. Let us attend to the holy gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil and spikenard, anointing the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone, for she has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In evran in tetreyes.
In homos eios.
Eviod nem ebshiri.
Nem bebnev maes oes.
Be oin en taef mi.
Reyet ero oini.
Ero mini ven.
Esnei oevi. Cosmos.
The exposition of the sixth hour of Wednesday, Holy Blessings, Holy Blessings be with us all. Amen. Christ our Lord came to Bethany 6 days before Passover. They regaled him at the residence of Mary and Martha, his sister. Among those present was Lazarus, whom he resurrected from the dead. Martha's sister was serving them, and Lazarus, her brother, was sitting with him. Mary then brought 1 pound of an expensive nard, and she anointed his feet and wiped them with her hair. Judas Iscariot was filled with evil envy and asked cunningly, his heart full of bitterness, deceit, and hypocrisy, "Would it not have been better if this oil would have been sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" It was not his love and concern for the poor that prompted him to say this, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to take what was put into it. The Savior responded, saying, "Do not trouble the woman, for she has done that for my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me. Let us come close to the Lord, run our tears down his feet, and ask him for his forgiveness according to his abundant mercy. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy. Be Christos ben soti
afi afshebem ka
inachenefem ka
entiv soti emo
mar entio una
tenet shisi embe fara
jafiro naini me
tata befneshtin nai. بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد أمين. نبوة الساعة 9 من يوم الأربعاء من البصخة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين. من سفر التكوين لموسى النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. وشاخ إبراهيم وتقدم في الأيام وبارك الرب إبراهيم في كل شيء. فقال إبراهيم لعبده كبير بيته المولى على جميع ماله: ضع يدك تحت فخذي لأستحلفك بالرب إله السماء وإله الأرض، ولا تأخذ زوجة لابني إسحاق من بنات الكنعانيين الذين أنا ساكن بينهم، بل انطلق إلى أرضي والموضع الذي كنت فيه وإلى عشيرتي وتأخذ زوجة لابني إسحاق من هناك. فقال العبد له: ربما لا تشاء المرأة أن تأتي معي إلى الأرض، أتريد أن أرد ابنك إلى الأرض التي خرجت منها؟ فقال له إبراهيم: احذر من أن ترد ابني إلى هناك، لأن الرب إله السماء وإله الأرض الذي أخذني من بيت أبي ومن الأرض التي ولدت فيها الذي كلمني أقسم لي قائلا: إني أعطيك هذه الأرض ولنسلك، وهو يرسل ملاك أمامك فتأخذ زوجة لابن إسحاق من هناك. وإن لم تشأ المرأة أن تأتي معك إلى هذه الأرض فتكون أنت بريء من حلفي، فقط لا ترجع ابني إلى هناك. فوضع العبد يده تحت فخذ إبراهيم سيده وحلف له من أجل هذا الأمر. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا الأبد الأبدين كلها أمين. من سفر العدد لموسى النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. وجاء بنو إسرائيل الجماعة كلها إلى جبل سيناء في الشهر الأول، وقام الشعب بقادش، وماتت مريم ثم دفنت هناك، ولم يكن ماء للجماعة، فاجتمعوا على موسى وهارون وخاصم الشعب موسى قائلا: ليتنا متنا موت إخوتنا أمام الرب، لماذا جئتما بجماعة الرب إلى هذه البرية لتقتلانا نحن ومواشينا؟ ولماذا أخرجتمانا من أرض مصر لهذا الموضع الرديء، موضع لا زرع فيه ولا تين ولا عنب ولا رمان وليس فيه ماء للشرب؟ فجاء موسى وهارون من أمام الجماعة إلى باب قبة الشهادة وسقط على وجههما، فتجلى لهما مجد الرب. وكلم الرب موسى وهارون قائلا: خذ العصا واجمع الجماعة كلها أنت وهارون أخوك، كلم الصخرة قدامهم فتعطي مياها فتخرج لهم ماء من الصخرة وتسقي الجماعة ومواشيهم. فأخذ موسى العصا من أمام الرب كما أمره الرب. وجمع موسى وهارون الجماعة أمام الصخرة وقال لهم: اسمعوا أيها المتمردون، أنخرج لكم من هذه الصخرة ماء؟ ورفع موسى يده وضرب الصخرة بالعصا مرتين، فخرج ماء غزير فشرب منه الجماعة ومواشيهم. فقال الرب لموسى وهارون: لأجل أنكما لم تؤمنا لتقدساني أمام أعين بني إسرائيل، لذلك لا تدخلان هذه الجماعة إلى الأرض التي أعطيتهم إياها. هذا هو ماء الخصومة حيث اختصم بنو إسرائيل أمام الرب فتقدس فيهم. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى أبد الأبدين كلها أمين. من أمثال سليمان النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. يا ابني لا يضلك الرجال المنافقون، ولا تجبهم إذا دعوك قائلين: هلما شاركنا في الدم لنختفي في الأرض للرجل البار ظلما، فلنبتلعه حيا كالجحيم ونبيد ذكره من الأرض، فنصفر بقنيته الثمينة ونملأ بيوتنا غنيمة ونصيبه يقع لنا كيس، فلنقتنيه لنا جميعا كيس واحد ليكن لنا. لا تمشي في الطريق معهم، امنع رجلك عن طريقهم، لأنهم نصبوا شباكهم للطيور بمكر وشاركوا القتلة، فيدخرون لأنفسهم الشرور وسقوط الأسم رديء. هذه طرق كل من تناهى الإثم، بالنفاق تنزع نفوسهم، الحكمة تمدح في الطرقات وفي الشوارع ظاهرة، وعلى زوايا الأسوار يبشر فيها، على أبواب الأقوياء وأبواب المدن. قد قالت بقلب قوي في كل حين أن عديم الشر يتمسكون بالبر فلن يخزوا. أيها الجهال المشتهون العار الذين نفخوا وأبغضوا الفهم وصاروا عرضة للتوبيخ، هوذا أضع أمامكم كلاما من روحي وأعلمكم كلامي. قد دعوت فلم تسمعوا، وبسطت يدي فلم تلتفتوا، بل جعلتم مشورتي كأنها ليست ثابتة، وتوبيخي لم تصغوا إليه. من أجل هذا أيضا أضحك على هلاكهم وأفرح إذا لحقكم الفناء وفاجأكم الزعر ويأتي الخراب كالعاصفة. إذا جاء عليكم الاستئصال في طلبي فلا يجدونني، بما أنهم أبغضوا الحكمة ولم يختاروا مخافة الرب ولم يريدوا أن يتأملوا مشورتي مستهزئين بكلامي، فلذلك يأكلون من ثمر طرقهم ومن نفاقهم يشبعون. حيث أنهم ظلموا الصبيان وقتلوهم، افتقد المنافقين بالهلاك، والذي يطيعني يسكن على الرجاء ويستريح بلا خوف من كل شر. مجد للثالوث القدوس إلهنا الأبد الأبدين كلها أمين. شوي سنين أنا للي ياخن فراني مبيوت نمبشيري نمبب نبما يسواب ونوتي نوتا ميزو سابتري كأيو كأجيب نبمات كاني كأيك السوسي ونستوني أنون أمين. تسبحات وصلوات الساعة 9 من يوم الأربع من البصخة المقدسة بركة علينا أمين. جعلنا مستقين نقول بشكر يا أبنا الذي في السماوات، لتقدس اسمك، ليأتي ملكوتك، تكون مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض، خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم، اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين.
شائني من بشويسيسوس
بخريستوس بسوتيرن أغاثوس سوكتتي قوم نمبيونم بزمونم بأماهي شائني آمين.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا أبانا الذي في السماوات قدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوته تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفاية فنعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبد آمين. وانا نوسي سيفول خيم بيف انجيليون اس او وابقى تمت سيئون اجيو
كيري
من مزامير ابينا داود النبي بركاته على جميعنا امين. أعدائي تقاولوا علي شرا وتشاوروا بالسوء كان يدخل لينظر فكان يتكلم باطلا وقلبه جمع له إثما الليلويا ليترف الله علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيله المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري متى البشير بركاته على جميعنا أمين. حينئذ اجتمع رؤساء الكهنة وشيوخ الشعب في دار رئيس الكهنة الذي يدعى قيافة وتشاوروا لكي يمسكوا يسوع بمكر ويقتلوا وكانوا يقولون لا نفعل هذا في العيد لئلا يحدث شغف في الشعب. وفيما كان يسوع في بيت عنيا في بيت سمعان الأبرص جاءت امرأة ومع قارورة طيب كثير السمن وسكبته على رأسه وهو متكئ فلما رأى التلاميذ ذلك تذمروا قائلين لماذا هذا الإتلاف لأنه قد كان يمكن أن يباع هذا بكثير ويعطى للمساكين. فعلم يسوع وقال لهم لماذا تتعبون المرأة فإنها قد عملت بي عملا حسنا لأن المساكين معكم كل حين وأما أنا فلست معكم كل حين وهذه إنما سكبت هذا الطيب على جسدي لدفني. الحق وأقول لكم أنه حيثما يكرس بهذا الإنجيل في كل العالم يخبر أيضا بما عملته هذه المرأة تذكارا لها. حينئذ ذهب واحد من الاثنى عشر الذي يدعى يهوذا الإسخريوطي إلى رؤساء الكهنة وقال لهم ماذا تعطوني وأنا أسلمه إليكم. أما هم فتعاهدوا معه أن يعطوه 30 من الفضة ومن ذلك الوقت كان يطلب. فرصة ليسلمه إليهم اسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس
والمجد لله دائما
بين فرعون تترياس
بين وموسى يوسف
بيوت نيم بشيرين
بابن معيث هو
بيوين طائف مين
بيترويني
إروميني فيه
وبيكو
طرح الساعة 9 من يوم الأربعاء من البصخة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين. سر تأنسك أخفيته مع جسدنا أيها المسيح إلهنا من زرع إبراهيم الأب العظيم أب جميع الشعوب الذي لما علم بإيمان أن الإله الكلمة لابد أن يتجسد من نسله وبالأكثر عندما رأى أيامه نقصت وأن الله بارك في أعماله فدعا عبده الكبير في بيته الوكيل الأمين وخطبه قائلا ضع يدك على صلبي لأحلفك بإله السماء أنك لا تأخذ امرأة لابن إسحاق من هذه الأرض التي أنا أسكنها بل امضي إلى أرض آبائي وخذ له امرأة من ذلك المكان من قبيلتي من جنس آبائي خذ له العربون بغير تهاون. فأجابه العبد بعقل هكذا قائلا اسمع يا سيدي إن أبت المرأة أن تأتي معي إلى هذه الأرض أفتريد أن أرد ابنك إسحاق وأخذه معي إلى أن آتي به إلى هنا؟ فقال له احذر أن ترد ابني فإن لم تجيء فأنت بريء. فوضع العبد يده وحلف له على ثبات هذا القول وفي آخر الزمان أكمل الله هذا الوعد الذي وعد به أبانا إبراهيم وظهر المسيح من صلبه الذي تتبارك به سائر الأمم. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بآلام يخلصنا فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته. بخريستوس بن صوتي
في عبشب امكا
هنا خني في امكا
هنا خن انت في صوتي امور
مار انت اونا
تنت شيسي ام بفرا
جي افئرون عيني ما
اطاب افنشت الناي Evolchen Isaias be a prophetis, Erebefis moeth, Oeb, Shobini, Menamin of Goemos, Ethifai Bariti, Etet Goemos, Jeb Shois, Jehebea no Keohi, Enisenti, Enteseon Eoni, En Anchin so in Fuentitrias, Oeb Benoti. Shining him, shining, Tinianetiro, Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour of Wednesday of Holy Bascha. May its holy blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from Isaiah, the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, Amen. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I lay for the foundations of Zion a costly stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone for its foundations, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. I will also cause judgment to be for hope, and my mercy to be for a standard. The sudden blast of the wind will not pass by you who trust vainly in falsehood, except it also take away your covenant of death. Your hope in Hades will also not stand when the rushing storm passes through, for you will be beaten down by it. When it passes through, it will take you. For morning by morning it will pass through by day, and by night there will be an evil hope. Listen and learn, you in difficult straits. We cannot fight, and we ourselves are too weak to gather ourselves together. As the mountain of the ungodly will rise up and be in the valley of Gibeon, he will do his deed in anger, a work of bitterness. His anger will behave strangely, and his bitterness will be strange. So do not be glad, neither let your band become strong, because I heard from the Lord of hosts the things he will perform upon all the earth. Give ear and hear my voice, listen and hear my words. Will the plowman plow all day, or will he prepare the seed before he cultivates the ground? When he levels its surface, does he not then sow the small black cumin, and afterwards sow the wheat, the barley, and the one-seeded wheat in your borders? So you will be chastised by the judgment of your God and be gladdened by it.
for the black cumin is not cleansed with harshness, nor will the wheel of a wagon roll over the cumin. But the black cumin is threshed with a stick, and the cumin will be eaten with bread. For I will not be angry with you forever, nor will the voice of my bitterness trample you underfoot. These signs came forth from the Lord of hosts. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever unto the ages of all ages. Amen. A homily of our Holy Father, Abba Silverus, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Brethren, I remind you the admonition concerning the sinners and those who reject the law and the commandments of life. Because our Lord warned them, saying, "Stay away from me and into eternal fire." What comfort do they expect? There is a valley of tears, the tears that can bring no comfort. Who can intercede for the sinners in that day, when all the angels, cherubim, and seraphim keep quiet, and neither the righteous nor the saints can intercede for mankind? The whole creation will be silent, and the whole world will be under the judgment of God. This is a time of harvest. This is the time to pull the net ashore, to sort the good fish from the bad ones. This is the day when the sinners will be told, "Go dwell in hell forever." We conclude the homily of our Holy Father, Abba Silverus, who enlightened our minds and our hearts, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Zuxebatri Keokagib Namati Keninka in Kesosiona Stonami in the Luxology of the 11th hour of Wednesday of Holy Blessed May His Holy Blessing be with us all. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nembion embizmon embia mai shaini amin emmanuel ben noti ben oros sok teti gom nembion embizmon embia mai shaini amin beshois isos behrisos besutir na gasos sok teti gom nembion embizmon embia mai shaini amin
kyrie eleison sok teti gom nembion embizmon embia mai shaini amin emmanuel ben noti ben oros sok teti gom nembio Nimbus monem be a my shine, mean by choice, sos better sos, besotate and our thos, thok, tetting gom nimbio. Nimbus monem be a my shine, mean.
Kiriele, son, sok, tetting gom nimbio. Nimbus monem be a my shine, mean a man will be not even or sok, tetting gom nimbio. Nimbus monem be a my shine, mean by choice, sos, better sos. Besutir na gasos sok teti gom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok teti gom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai shaini amin. Bechoisi sos bedesos besutir na gasos sok teti gom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai Shaini amin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok teti gom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai Shaini amin beshoisi sos behrisos besutir na gasos sok teti gom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai Shaini amin
Yeleison sok teti gom nimbio nimbizmon nimbia mai Shaini amin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai shine amin ba choice sos bedesos besotir na hathos tok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai shine amin
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai shine amin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai shine amin ba choice sos bersos besotir na gasos sok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai shine amin
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai shine amin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai shine amin ba choice sos bersos besotir na gasos sok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai shine amin
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbio Nimbus monem bea mai Shaini amin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok teti gom nimbio nimbus monem bia mai Shaini amin beshoisi sos bersos besutir na gasos sok teti gom نمبي او او نمبي زمو نمبي او ما هي شايني امين
يا ليسون ثوق تاتي قوم نمبي او او نمبي زمو نمبي او ما هي شايني امين امانو البنوتي بنورو ثوق تاتي قوم نمبي او او نمبي زمو نمبي آماهي شايني آمين بچوي سيسوس بخرستوس بسو تيرن آغاثوس ثوق تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي زمو نمبي آماهي شايني آمين
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Psalmos to David, Matal Cho. Jenaka Ah.
Prophet and King, may His blessings be with us all. Amen. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled and my soul is greatly troubled. Turn not Your face away from Your child, for I am afflicted. Hear me speedily. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom, let us attend to the holy gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May His blessings be with us all. Amen. Now my spirit is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour.
Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world, and now the rulers of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
Venerante
etreyes.
Of the 11th hour of Wednesday, Holy Blessing, may its holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Let us contemplate the plans of God, the Word, who has the power over death, and the life of every one of us is from Him. However, because He was incarnate in our human form, He agonized over what had been done and showed trouble and weakness. The Savior said, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Know for this purpose I have come to this hour. Yes, truly he came to the world so that he might suffer for our salvation, to lift from Hades the first man that he created and to return the first man to his original home, he and his descendants according to his great mercies. Let us plead with him earnestly and ask of him persistently to partake in the glory of his kingdom and to enforce our faith in this holy name to the last breath. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Be-Christos be-en sotir af-yav-she-be-m-ka
Hinachenefemka
en tefsoti emor
arenti o Anastomene clinum entarnata. Che anastomene clinum entarnata. Let us pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of His saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and for God's salvation and comfort to abide in all places, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray for our fathers and brethren who are sick with any sickness, whether in this place or in any place, that the Lord our God may grant us with them health and healing, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for our fathers and brethren in all places who are traveling or planning to travel, that God may ease their ways, whether by seas, rivers, lakes, roads, air, or any means, and may the Lord our God guide them and return them in safety, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the trees and vineyards, and all fruit-bearing trees everywhere, that Christ our God may bless them and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for that God may grant us mercy before leading authorities, incline their hearts with goodwill towards us always, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ since the beginning, our holy fathers, the patriarchs, metropolitans, bishops, hegumens, priests, our brethren, the deacons, and our fathers, the monks, and our brethren, the laymen, and for the rest of all departed Christians, that the Lord our God may repose all their souls and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for those who care for the sacrifices, offerings, wine, oil, incense, coverings, reading books, and all altar vessels, that the Lord our God may reward their labors in the heavenly Jerusalem and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for the catechumens of our people, that the Lord may bless them, open the eyes of their hearts, and confirm them in the Orthodox faith until their last.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for this Christ, for this church, and for all churches of the Orthodox people, for the desert monasteries and their elders, and for the peace of the whole world, that the Lord may grant both us and them the Lord our God may protect both us and them from all evil, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for the life and standing of our honorable father, the patriarch and archbishop, Pope Abba Tuadros II, and his spiritual brother and his partner apostolic liturgy, our father, the bishop Abba Yusuf. May the Lord preserve their lives and confirm them on their seas for many years in peaceful times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for our Orthodox fathers everywhere, the metropolitans, bishops, hegumens, priests, deacons, and all the orders of the church, that Christ our God may preserve and strengthen them, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for this assembly of ours, and for all assemblies of the Orthodox people, that the Lord our God may bless them and fulfill them in peace, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for the hierarchs of the Holy Church, and for all the orders of the clergy, that the Lord our God may bless and strengthen them, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for those who toil in the Holy Church, and for the Orthodox people, that the Lord our God may have mercy on them, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for all Christ-loving rulers who asked us to pray for them by name, that the Lord our God may remember them in His mercy, and grant them favor before powerful rulers, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. mercy.
Let us pray and ask for the poor, the weak, the farmers, and for every soul in any type of hardship, that the Lord our God may have compassion on them and us and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for those in the distress of jails, prisons, captivity, or exile, and for those bound by devils, that the Lord our God may free them from their hardships and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for all those gathered with us today in this place seeking mercy for their souls, that the Lord's mercy may encompass both us and them and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for each person by name who asks us to remember them in our prayers, that the Lord our God may always remember them in his goodness and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for the rising of the waters of the rivers this year, that Christ our God may bless them and raise them according to their measure. Give joy to all the earth with the Nile. Sustain us and deliver man and animal and spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of the enemies, and that he may grant calm, peace, and security to the Holy Church and raise a state of Christians in every place on earth until the last breath, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray and ask for this holy Paschal, our good Savior, that he may complete it for us in peace and bring us to the joy of his holy resurrection and safety, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Ευνοτι ναϊνα ανθεσον αιερον αριον αινιμέν χεντεκ μετ ορον.
Κύριε λαϊσον, Κύριε λαϊσον, Κύριε λαϊσον.
Κύριε λαϊσον, Κύριε λαϊσον, Κύριε λαϊσον.
Κύριε λαϊσον, Κύριε λαϊσον, Κύριε λαϊσον.
Κύριε λαϊσον, Κύριε λέισον, Κύριε λέισον.
Εμπόρον τα τυχήρην ημοίν άνεντε κύριν, εισέμνεν άνεντε κύριν, ικανεν νόβιν άνεβον.
Κύριε λέισον, Κύριε λέισον, Κύριε λέισον.
Κύριε λέισον, Κύριε λέισον, Κύριε λέισον.
Γόρε βόλεν εγάζεν τέτοιεκ εκκλησία, ρισοφτερός
Niskim Shine. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Emmanuel Benoti, Hentin Miti, Tino Hanebo, Ente Beviot, Nembeb Nev Masua.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, entefes moeron tiren, enteftovo ennen hit, enteftalechon nishon, entenen epsikin emnen soma.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Tenoshtem moko becheresos, nembikioten Agasos nem bebnev masuab jav ashka soti emona min alelo yazu sabatri kai uke agibnev mati kani kai kesos yonastoni onon amin tinoshe volen go emoshe oben shois Jesus bacherestos vietav ashe besaurose bechom chem satanas sabasitin denet shalav Soti emono onainan kirie leison, kirie flogison aminis moerois, moerois, metania coni evol gombi esmo.
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through his own goodwill accepted suffering and was crucified on the cross for our sake, bless us with all spiritual blessing and support us and complete for us the holy Paschal and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times. Through the never-ending intercession of Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, and of all the choir of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, saints, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy Paschal of our good Savior, may their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amin. Be Christos ben Noti.
Amin. As a shobi.
Eboron titi hirini moinan et tikirini semninan et tikirini karnanovin anevo jethuk titi gom nimbio nimbesmo nimbio mahishani. Amin. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now the love of God, the Father's grace, and only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Go in peace, peace, O Lord, be with you all. Amen.